Good morning and welcome to Q95's morning news for today, Friday, December 27th. I'm Arlene Gregoire with the Q95 news team. In our local headlines this morning, a two-man United Workers' Party delegation returns from official visit to Cuba. In news from the region, St. Lucia slowly recovering. And internationally, South Sudan crisis, East Africa leaders hold emergency talks. The morning news is brought to you the compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise, J. Astefan & Company Limited, Fast Cash and Fresh Vitamins. Details of these stories and more coming right up.
Want to find ways to save money? Well, that's easy if you're an Astefan shopper. Astefan brings you another way to save money. At Astefan's Home and Building Center, you automatically qualify for a 15% discount on large appliances and furniture when you purchase and pick up from Home and Building Center. Want to save money? That's easy at Astefan's. Pick up your large appliances and furniture at Astefan's Home and Building Center and automatically qualify for a 15% discount. Astefan's, right place, right price.
Terms and conditions apply.
Emergency, pay bills and utility. You need to get money and you need it quickly. Applying is easy, straightforward and hassle-free. Job letters and pay slips, don't forget to ID. Get your money the same day, you hear what I say. Up to $10,000 and be on your way. www.fastcash.dma. Fast Cash, your money your way.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Fresh Vitamins stocks a full range of quality supplements from brands like Solaray, Cal, Source Naturals, and Nature's Way. Join our club and save up to 20% every day. Fresh Vitamins is new to Dominica. We're at number 7, Great George Street, on the ground floor opposite the Woodstone Shopping Mall in Roseau. Call us at 500-5113 or come into Fresh Vitamins today and get healthy.
And welcome back to Q95's Morning News. United Workers' Party leader Lennox Linton, along with Senator Ronald Green, recently returned home from a one-week official visit to Cuba aimed at renewing the long-standing United Workers' Party relationship with the government and the people of Cuba, and also to promote positive working relationships with Cuba and other Latin American countries as the United Workers' Party prepares to assume the reins of government. Linton stated in an official release, with the changes in leadership in Cuba and Cuba's moves to economic reforms, the United Workers' Party leadership saw this as an excellent opportunity to thank the Cuban authorities and people for their continued cooperation with the island. both under the United Workers' Party government and beyond, and to update the new Cuban authorities on the present political situation in Dominica, as well as the pending political changes that could emerge following the upcoming general elections. The official visit was arranged through the Cuban embassy in Dominica. Linton says through the assistance of the Cuban embassy, meetings were arranged with top officials of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Foreign Trade of the Government of Cuba, as well as the National Association of Cuban Economists and the International Relations Department of the Cuban Party. The United Workers' Party delegation, led by political leader Lennox Linton, also took the opportunity to visit with some other diplomatic missions in Cuba and had a special meeting with the ambassador of the Polisario to the Caribbean. The United Workers' Party delegation arrived in Cuba on December 16th and departed on December 22nd. Throughout 2013, the number of people now accessing HIV and AIDS testing and counseling from the public service, as well as the private sector, has reportedly increased. National HIV/AIDS Response Unit Coordinator Julie Frampton says the unit's goal to have a testing site at each of the island's health districts has been realized, resulting in services not just being available, but also accessible. Frampton says she believes that the quality of the training afforded to the many healthcare providers and NGO partners has played a big part in increasing the number of persons accessing testing and counseling services.
Very pleased to say we've achieved that goal in terms of we have testing in Marigot, Casabruce, Granby, La Plaine, Portsmouth, St. Joseph, Roseau at the National AIDS Program, as well as Dominica Planned Parenthood Association. So, I mean, this is making it accessible. It was available when you had to come to Roseau. Now we've made it accessible so persons in the old districts can know their HIV status. We know knowing your status is the gateway to treatment and is the gateway to making informed decisions. So if you know you're negative, how it is I'm going to remain negative.
National HIV/AIDS Response Unit Coordinator Julie Frampton. The Registry Department has issued a call to people who have not yet registered their children and older persons who have no documentation or records to do so. According to a report from the Government Information Service, Acting Registrar General Ozzy Walsh says an unregistered citizen practically has no identity. He says someone's birth certificate is the principal document which identifies a person's citizenship. The registrar explained that children who are born overseas to Dominican parents must also be locally registered. On a similar note, he indicated that older persons who have no birth or registration certificate can be documented at the registry department. Environment Minister Kenneth Daru has revealed government's plans to revamp the Environmental Coordinating Unit. The unit, established to serve as the focal point for implementation of all multilateral environmental agreements to which Dominica is a signatory, will be upgraded to serve as an implementing and monitoring agent for government's strategic program for climate resilience. This program is a plan specific to Dominica, which serves as a blueprint to deal with climate change on a national level. According to an official government press release, part of this revamping plan, which has been under discussion for some time, involves utilizing local expertise. Daru stated, "We have quite a few of our young folks in regional and international institutions pursuing bachelor and master's degree in environmental science." He says, "We think that when these people return, and I hope they choose to return, that they will be utilized effectively." The initial estimation to apply the strategy is quoted as $94.8 million, which is being made available immediately. The unit is expected to be operational within the first quarter of 2014. Christmas has become something really different, says environmentalist Atherton Mata. As Dominicans strive to return to their communities and homes to some semblance of normalcy, following a thrust system which affected the islands on Tuesday, many asked, were people any more thankful or was any lesson learned? Martin says over the years, Christmas has certainly become something different and the true meaning of Christmas has been lost. He says a time which was once about spreading love and joy has become sad, less friendly, and less about family.
No, it wasn't about these material things. It was about who you didn't want to forget and who you wanted to make sure you visited and what special little gift you would bake. And I say yes, would bake, so that you could bring that as a gift from you, from your heart. It was a time when you look forward to visiting with family and friends. And I guess today we could ask ourselves, does Christmas evoke these kinds of feelings? Does Christmas remind us of how good we need to be and how kind we need to be to each other? Christmas has become something really different. It has become sadder, more painful, more difficult, less joyful, less friendly, less about family, more about money and power.
Environmentalist Atherton Mata. And that was all local news for this morning. In news from the region, electricity and other services being gradually restored in St. Lucia less than 24 hours after a slow-moving low-level thrust system caused widespread flooding and destruction to the island. Prime Minister Dr. Kenny Anthony told the Nationals that he could not recall when we have had such heavy rainfall on Christmas Eve. The rains and strong winds, which had blamed for 5 deaths and damages to roads, bridges, and homes, also caused destruction in neighboring St. Vincent and the Grenadines, where 9 people are confirmed dead, and the search continuing for 3 others presumed dead. The St. Lucia Air and Seaport said that the Huenora International Airport, south of here, remained closed and that crews were working tirelessly to have the airport reopened as soon as possible. The St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited said that it had also been able to restore power to nearly all areas that had been affected by outages resulting from the heavy rains and severe lightning. Looselec Transmission and Distribution Manager Gilroy Pulte said acknowledged that the some areas in the south of the island that had been severely battered by the rains and winds have not been re-energized, but hoped that the situation would be complete as soon as possible, as crews deal with fallen poles and trees that have brought down power lines. All other areas around the island have power, except for a few isolated pockets, which will be attended to over the next several hours. The telecommunications company Lime said that it was gradually restoring service to customers and that the network link between Bexon and Denery was once more functional. And internationally, East Africa's leaders are meeting in Kenya to discuss growing violence in South Sudan, where more than 1,000 people are believed to have died. The talks come a day after South Sudan's president, Salva Kiir, met the Kenyan president and Ethiopian prime minister. Meanwhile, the United Nations said that the first peacekeeping reinforcements were expected to arrive within 48 hours. Violence erupted 12 days ago between forces loyal to Kiir and those backing his ex-deputy Riek Machar. The fighting has forced more than 100,000 to flee their homes, with about 60,000 seeking refuge at United Nations compounds across the country. East African regional leaders from the 8-member bloc, known as IGAD, are meeting in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, to follow up on issues raised during Thursday's talks with President Kiir in South Sudan's capital of Juba. He met Kenya's president and Ethiopia prime minister, as talks were described by Ethiopia as very constructive and very candid. However, BBC South Sudan analyst James Copnell says there is no sign of the key step in solving this crisis: direct talks between the two leading roles. And this has been the morning news, but first a recap of the headlines. A two-man United Workers' Party delegation returns from official visit to Cuba. In news from the region, St. Lucia slowly recovering. And internationally, South Sudan crisis, East African leaders hold emergency talks. Once again, the news is brought to you the compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise, J. Astefan & Company Limited, Fast Cash and Fresh Vitamins. If you missed any of the news packages, log on to the website at www.q95fmradio.com.